The Piper Boy by Edward Ferry, read by Thomas Eyre. Stephen Sinclair pressed his nose against the cold, damp windowpane, watching the droplets of rain trickle down the outside in the cold November morning. No, he said, sighing as he stared out at the grey, wet morning. I can't, he snapped angrily, talking to his reflection. He turned away from his bedroom window and walked across the soft, carpeted floor of the room to push his feet into his shiny black school shoes. I hate Mondays, he whined to himself as he struggled to push his feet into his shoes without untying the laces. Stephen, breakfast! Came his mother's voice from the kitchen below. He trudged unhappily down the stairs, wondering whether he could get away with saying he felt sick, but he knew it was useless. He knew that his mother would know if he tried to trick her. She always knew. She was a teacher. But she didn't understand what it was like. He sat down and started digging into his cornflakes. Being unhappy never spoiled his appetite. Quite the opposite, in fact. It made him hungry. Your bag's all packed, and your swimming stuff is in your sports bag. Oh, Mum, he huffed through a mouthful of cornflakes. Don't oh, Mum, me. You're going to the swimming lesson, and you're going to try. But I can't. Yes, you can. Everyone has to learn, and you are no...